This week's episode of the Financial Safari is brought to you by John Kelly and Kelly Financial Services for all your financial and retirement needs.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
First up today, growth, safety, and liquidity. The three qualities of money. If you want a quality retirement, you certainly need all three of these as part of your plan. We'll talk shop in just a minute.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
And we've got a great show for you today. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and with me is John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services. John, a great show today. You just talked about this, about growth, safety, and liquidity, and kind of like a Swiss Army knife that has a bunch of different tools that are useful in different situations and for different purposes. Well, money has different qualities that accomplish different things within your profile. So we're talking about growth, safety, and liquidity. Let's break them down. So why are those three things so important, John?
Well, Steve, they're the three basic qualities that almost every retiree and every American, even leading up to retirement, need in their portfolios. I mean, safety is very important for us. I mean, nobody really likes to lose money. But obviously, we do need to have some growth and some a little bit of risk if you're looking for that money to grow. Obviously, the more risk you take, the more growth potential you have. Also, the more risk you have, the more chances for losses you have. That's why safety is also important. And then liquidity is the big thing. I mean, we need to put food on the table every single week. You know, we need to pay the mortgage every month. You know, we need liquidity for emergency funds, vacation funds. So we really can't be tying up certain dollar value or sort of certain buckets of money for long periods of time because we need access to them. And I think when you sit down and look at an overall financial plan, you will see all three of these, and we call them different buckets. You know, you have your liquidity bucket, you have your safety bucket, and then you also have your growth buckets. All three of them work together. And I think it's very important for people to understand and what kind of consideration goes into all of that. For example, your safety money for retirement, especially for retirement, 401ks, IRAs, that should be in your working years. Obviously, when you're younger, your 30s, your 40s, you're taking a little bit more risk. So you're pretty much more in growth sectors because you're trying to get as much as possible for retirement. Then as we come closer to retirement, you want to shed more light on safety because obviously you can't afford to lose it. Everybody remembers what happened after 9/11 to their 401ks or what happened after 2008. The joke in our industry was the 401k became a 201k. Well, if you're 3 to 4 years away from retirement and we have another 2008 happen, now you have problems. So that definitely would have to prolong your retirement date, especially if you're relying on that money for income, especially if you do not have a pension. That's why a lot of our clients, when they reach the age of 59 and a half, they roll these 401ks into IRAs. They still contribute. So if they want to take a little bit more risk with their growth portions of their future contributions, they can do so. They still contribute for the next 4 to 5 years, but they've locked up a lot of that money with safety once they reach 59 and a half, so they do not have to worry about going through with another 2008. So that kind of money is basically meant for safety. Retirement funds are generally not that liquid because the first person sitting there waiting for it as we pull it out is our favorite uncle. Uncle Sam.
Right.
And I think that's where a lot of people get fixated on these bottom line numbers because they don't really know how to turn the $300,000 401k or the $400,000 401k into a monthly income stream for them and their spouse. And that is also very important. So we need to have that liquidity money coming in on a monthly basis. We need to have a cash reserve sitting in a bank, you know, or maybe a managed money account where if you need to put a roof on the house or you need to buy a new car or take a vacation, you have access to it. So again, it's very important that you have all three and understand what the purpose for this money is. Hey, my 401k, the purpose of that money is to provide me an income when I'm no longer working. The purpose for that CD over at the bank might be to pay for my next year's vacation or pay for property taxes. I mean, everybody's situation is different. And that's why it's so important, Steve, when we sit down with our clients, we get to know them, see what their concerns are, see what every pool of money they have, and put it to work for them.
So is there one area that people seem to concentrate on?
Well, I mean, everybody's situation is different. I mean, we definitely have to your checking account money, savings money. I always ask clients, what is your comfort level for an emergency fund? You know, some people might say $10,000 is comfortable to have for an emergency fund. Other people might be $50,000. It depends on their situation. You know, so I think it's the nice thing about working with us here as a fiduciary firm. You know, we have plenty of liquidity options with our managed portfolios, which are very good, which John Herron handles here for us. We have safety options. We have 100% liquid safety options where you can put stuff in different products where you can get it out at any given time. And we definitely have some great growth procedures with safety that our clients also can take advantage of. And the most important thing is we can provide them with an income that they'll never outlive. And that is very important.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, you touch on something that's so important. You've got to have an income plan as well as a retirement plan, because without it, you're nowhere.
Absolutely. And the problem with a lot of these things when you're sitting in, like we had a lady we met with last week. She was sitting with a company. It was with a variable annuity. She's paying almost 2.8% a year in fees. Over the last 5 years, she's really seen no growth. You know, at $250,000, she's up $8,000 over the last 4 years. And the markets have been doing pretty well over the last 4 years.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a lot.
Yeah, she's paying almost 3% in fees. So you're figuring why the money isn't growing is because it's all going to fees. We showed her a different strategy where her fee would be 0.90% per year. And her gains are going to lock in every single year. So it just depends. Everybody's situation is different. And it's just knowing what's out there is a big key.
Well, and that's where you come in now. So have you ever seen people try to come in and say, I want to do all three in one investment?
Well, there's really no such thing out there.
Right.
Mean, it depends on what you're looking for. I mean, if you want to have, I mean, yeah, we have some great products that offer a combination of all three, but you're not going to get 100% of all three. You know, I mean, we use a lot of index products for annuities for safety, but they're not 100% liquid. You can get 10% per year liquidity, but not 100. You know, they do have some growth potential in them, you know, but we also have the managed portfolios. You know, they're 100% liquid. You know, they have great growth potential, but you can never use the word safety with them because it is tied to the market. So I think it's very important to have diversification in everybody's portfolio, understand the purpose for the money, and know what your risk tolerance is. And I think when you set goals and reasonable expectations for your money, along with yourself and everything else you do, that's when people don't get disappointed and there's no surprises.
Absolutely. It's sort of like having a relationship with your money. You know, you got to get to know one another because it can like you. Your money can like you if you treat it right.
Yeah. And I mean, and just like I said, don't be stupid. You know,
right.
If you can't afford to lose it, you don't put money in. It's like if I go to Vegas, I don't go all in on the first hand. You know, you got to kind of see what you're looking to do, test the waters a little bit, look at different investments, talk to different people about different strategies, and find one that works for you and your family.
Well, the best thing you can do is just to give you a call, John, and have folks come in, sit down with you and the team, and figure out what's right for them.
Absolutely. And for anybody who comes in, obviously, we do a complete portfolio analysis for you. So we'll sit down and break down exactly what you're paying every single year in fees. What does it do for you as far as your risk tolerance? Is it in line with what you're looking to do? We also do a complete income plan for our clients. We come down, we sit down a monthly income budget for them, and we do it like 5-6 years out in advance. We see where the money's going to come from. We also do a Social Security maximization report, where we'll show them how to maximize their Social Security benefit and take advantage of some of the switching strategies that are still available to clients today. And then for any of our clients, Steve, who come on board with $250,000, we provide them with a free will and a power of attorney for finance and for healthcare through our estate planning attorney. And then for any of our clients who come on board with over $500,000, we provide them with a free living trust, which helps them avoid the probate process completely. So it's all about saving our clients money, saving their money on taxes, and doing what's best for them.
John, finally, somebody offering retirees and pre-retirees, you know, common sense and straight talk instead of what amounts to be financial double talk and then that ultimate sales pitch. Folks, you need to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly will translate for you that complex financial world into something pretty clear and easy to understand. It's an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review. And for anyone listening right now, that number to call is 800-477-1135. You will receive a comprehensive financial review showing you where you are right now, but most importantly, look at your roadmap to get you where you need to be. In short, you've got nothing to lose. Call right now, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
Pop quiz. What are you getting out of your IRA? Are you following the timeline for the best results? If not, you could be depriving yourself of the most crucial benefits of having that IRA in the first place. We clear that up and much more when we return.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Research indicates that over 40% of healthy folks in their 60s and 70s will need some form of long-term care. So, you may be asking, what is the best age to buy long-term care insurance? According to Coach Pete's classic book, Financial Safari, it's before you're 60 years old, and for two reasons. One, the younger you are when you apply, the less likely it is that you'll be rejected. And two, the younger you are when you apply, the lower the premium will be. So, the sooner you meet with a financial coach to discuss long-term care, the better.